Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Guys, I have something I want to tell you so bad, but I have to keep it a secret.
Well, so far you're not doing very good. What do you mean? Why? Just tell us. We're not going to tell anybody. We won't tell anybody.
Is it a baby?
No, it's not a baby.
Well, I don't know.
Why is that always the first guess?
Because when somebody says something like that, it's like you can't tell anybody yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't made it Insta official.
Yes, that is usually
I'd love for you to tell me how I was going to obtain a baby, but...
So, no, like... marriage or nothing big like that.
Hold on. Hold your left hand up.
No, nothing on my left hand.
There's nothing over there.
All right. So is it a personal life thing?
Sort of. I got a phone call last week.
Okay.
About the super secret thing I can't tell you.
Oh my gosh. You can trust us.
Hold on. I think we need to ask you some questions.
That's a good idea.
Welcome to What's Hope's Secret, everybody.
We'll find out because she's not good at keeping them at all. We'll crack this nut after all.
Okay. Is this secret personal? No, you got a phone call. Never mind. I answered my own question. Is this a job offer?
Technically, no, if we're under the premise that it's paid.
Okay.
Oh, so it's a job unpaid.
Does it involve selling anything?
No.
Volunteer work? Is this volunteer work?
Yes.
All right. Excited about volunteer work.
Do you have to wear a costume?
Oh, good
or
one.
Or a special outfit or uniform to perform whatever this secret is?
Not that I'm aware of. Mm.
There goes my theory of her joining a circus.
Ah, that's true.
Does it involve monkeys or penguins?
No. Okay.
Animals at all? Animals?
No.
But she hesitated.
She did.
Well, it's really for the benefit of my dog. That's why I hesitated.
Okay.
Is there another dog coming into the household?
No.
You getting Duke a little brother, little sister?
No, Duke will love a brother or sister. Get them both. Duke would love
when
a brother
are you,
and
when
a sister.
When are you able to spill the beans on what the secret is?
Not till May.
May?
Why are you bringing it up then?
I just got the call.
Hey, where do kids go to just hang out? Mm-hmm. Back in the day, when I was growing up, we had a ton of places we could go. Today, right now, 2026, where do kids go to actually hang out? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I legit took my son and his friends to a trampoline park on Saturday, and 3 hours after they left, there was a huge brawl.
Yeah.
Because there were teenagers there. I guess it was like a teen night.
No, it was like dozens of kids running around.
It was really bad.
Fights. It was bad.
Same reason why the kids can't go to the mall anymore and just hang out with their friends because there's
fights
there.
Tell me that rule. So Grease Ridge.
You can't be there as a teenager without an adult, period.
Ever?
And then in the evening, for sure. Like
I know Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but yes. Even during the week.
It depends, but I've had both of my girls approached by security to ask if they were there with a parent. I was like, did they look shady? No, they just don't want teens there. Now, as a teenager, that was your freedom. Drop me off at
the mall. The mall?
Drop me off so I can just be me. And now, parents, we have to be all over our kids because they can't be anywhere by themselves, I guess.
Hope, back in the day. Back in the 1900s. When TJ and I were growing up, we had the mall.
You had the mall.
We had roller rinks.
Yes.
We had Olympic Park. Well, you weren't in Rochester at that point, but there used to be an amusement park across from the airport. Little one, like Seabreeze-ish kind of style. When I was growing up at the Dome, there was a teen nightclub.
Yeah, we were talking about teen dance nights.
Yeah.
All over the place. We used to go to Cuca, to the Cuca Maid.
Yeah.
And they would have a teen dance night where teenagers, we didn't brawl. We all got on a boat and it went for like 3 hours up the lake. And all we did was dance and then get off the boat. Can you imagine now them letting just a boat full of teenagers?
Oh.
No way. No way.
252-9233. Hope, you grew up which decade?
I grew up in Henrietta in the early like 2010s. So I graduated high school in 2014.
So where did you go? Because the mall was still a thing at that point. So you could go to Marketplace Mall.
Well, my mom didn't just, I wasn't allowed to just go to the mall. Oh. I wasn't allowed to loiter.
Oh, no loitering.
Come on.
So we were only allowed to the mall if there was like a mission, there was something we were going to buy.
So what did you do to hang out with your friends without your mom?
We really like didn't. We'd hang out at like each other's houses, and then by the time we got our license, we would just drive around, look at the houses in Brighton, and then if we were feeling real crazy, we'd go to Wegmans, get a family pack of mini chocolate chip cookies, and eat them in the cafe.
That is the lamest.
I feel so sad for your generation.
I've ever heard.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Copo, Sarah writes in, what are you supposed to do when your spouse is tailgating someone? I was in the passenger seat and the car in front of us was going 25 in a 40. My spouse's solution was to give 1 foot of space between the cars to get one in front of us to go fast.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Faster. I urged for us to pull back because we weren't in a hurry and would rather get home safely. But do you say something when you're uncomfortable when someone is driving? 252-WBEE 252-9233.
I can't help but say something. Like, why are you riding so close?
Do you use the invisible brake?
Always.
If you're in the passenger
seat. I'm sitting there like,
bumping the invisible brake.
Yes,
slow down!
Stop it. This is ridiculous. All you're doing is making them more angry.
Yeah.
That is the one thing that people do when they find that they're being tailgated is they slow down.
Yeah, which is weird.
We even asked on Facebook, what do you do?
Yeah.
And people are like, I slow down.
Check brake.
Sometimes I go exactly the speed limit, maybe 5 miles under. I was behind, actually, that's weird you brought this up. I was behind a car this weekend, and I was behind the tailgater. So it was the pace.
So you were watching it all go down in front of you.
Yes, there was the pace car. There was the car that was right.
Car.
You know what I mean? There was the car that was right on their bumper, and then there was me keeping my, you know, at least one car past. And I watched that car go like 20. I was like, oh, because the truck just would knock it off their tail. So they just went really, really slow, which meant all of us had to go really, really slow.
Have you ever pulled over if somebody's tailgating you? I have gotten out of the way.
Really?
I am the guy on the expressway with the cruise control set to almost exactly the speed limit. Mm-hmm. You want to pass me? Knock yourself out. But sometimes you're on a country road and people get on your butt.
That's
and it's
where
dark
I was
out.
This weekend.
I will put my signal on. I don't do it often, but it has happened. Put my signal on.
Go around.
Slide over. I don't know hand gestures. I don't know who's in that vehicle, how cray cray they are. Go ahead. Have your road. I get out of their way.
If there's a shoulder and if it's safe
to
get over, which sometimes there's just nothing.
That is responsible of you to do, though.
Well, it's I don't want to get shot is what it is.
And rage.
Right.
Rage.
And I scream and yell.
You bring up getting shot by someone with road rage very often. Anytime road rage is brought up, you bring it up. Well, I do that so I don't get shot.
There are a lot of crazy people out there, and there's also a lot of guns. Am I wrong on either count?
I don't know.
Is this what I sound like? But I'm like, guys, I can't walk out to my car.
Yeah,
there might be somebody outside.
Like, you're walking in fear. He's driving in fear. You can't live in fear.
All right. Court of Public Opinion 252-9233. Do you say something when you're in the car with someone and their driving is making you uncomfortable?
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Copo, Sarah writes in, what are you supposed to do when your spouse is tailgating someone? I was in the passenger seat and the car in front of us was going 25 and a 40. My spouse's solution was to give 1 foot of space between the cars to get the one in front of us to go faster. I urged for us to pull back because we weren't in a hurry and would rather get home safely. Do you say something when you're uncomfortable when someone is driving? 252-WBEE 252-9233.
I'm usually the driver in the car that I'm in, so people are usually yelling at me to speed up.
Really?
To speed up?
I'm slow. I'm the guy that people hate. Because I do the speed limit. Nobody does the speed limit.
Well, Steve gets upset because I'm always driving, and he gets upset that people are tailgating me, and it doesn't bother me. I'm like, why does it bother you? You're the passenger. Like, why are you upset by this? He's like, I don't know. So I don't know either you. It does bother you or it doesn't. But we have Luke. Luke wrote in and said, I wouldn't know. I was built for speed. I'm always the tailgater. Well, Luke. You know, it's good to know that about yourself, I guess. Way to confess, because I guess people just don't. Let's see.
I don't know. It's hard being the passenger and not having any control. So I feel that, Steve, as the designated passenger like, usually in the car.
It's fine. So what? He's like, you don't understand, because a lot of times we have Liam in the back, and it's like, if something jumps in front of us and that car.
You got precious cargo.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that it does make it very difficult. Yeah.
Another texter here says, I feel really anxious when we're this close to the car in front of us. Can we just back off a bit so I can relax?
Somebody goes, it depends on my mood, whether they get upset by a tailgater or not. A lot of people saying, a couple people say they tap on their brakes.
Yeah.
That the brake lights are a warning. I never do that because I'm always scared that they're actually going to hit me.
Yes.
And so I'm going to try, though. I've never pulled over and waved them around.
And when I say I pull over, I just mean I'd like put my signal on and get like I'm pulling over. And okay. They usually get the hint to pass me.
Right.
And they find a way to pass me miraculously.
Yeah. But
that they couldn't have done for the previous 10 miles. But yeah. I digress.
Laura, I agree with you. Just ignore them. I just ignore them. I don't know why. I don't get the road rage. Like, my husband does. And like I said, he's in the passenger seat and everything bothers him. And I'm like, so what? So what? They're on my tail. Oh, well, they'll just have to wait.
There's another texter that uses the kids and says, you're not setting a good example for the kids.
That you're tailgating?
Yes.
Right.
So if it's a wife talking to the husband can't be like, woman, don't tell me how to drive. Right? That's good. Oh, texter, that's really good.
Woman!
The dad guilt move.
Oh, brake check? No. Never a good idea, but a lot of people saying just they go slower.
Can we agree that if you're uncomfortable driving with somebody, you should say something?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's just leave it there.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.